KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Checking sports in girls high school basketball last night, Atlantic clamped down defensively against Red Oak in the second quarter and turned a 2-point lead after the first into a 13-point halftime advantage. And then Atlantic raced away to a 77-40 win last night. Haley Rasmussen with 36 points and a big part of the defensive pressure as well. Jada Jensen also has 18 points and some great defense, teaming up with Rasmussen on the break much of the night as Atlantic forced the Tigers into 17 turnovers. Many of those transition into Atlantic layups. Atlantic improves to 7-11 on the season with that win. Elsewhere in Hawkeye 10 conference play, Denison beat Spencer 55-41. Harlan over Kemper Catholic 88-45. Millard South of Nebraska beat Glenwood 107-83. In the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW over Logan Magnolia 45-44. Audubon saw J.C. Christensen become the Wheelers' career rebounding leader with 573 now for her career as they post a 10-point win, Audubon beating IKM Manning 56-46. Trainer beat Underwood 38-24. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Cam over Woodbine 59-54. Coon Rapids Baird beating West Harrison 56-29. Exira EHK over Arweva 55-32. In the Corner Conference, Griswold beat East Mills 36-25. Sydney over Essex 62-35. Stanton beat Fremont Mills 43-35. From the Pride of Iowa, Bedford over Southwest Valley 55-51. Nottoway Valley beat Mount Air 59-42. Also, it was Panorama over Ogden by a final of 72-23 last night. In boys basketball, Atlantic fought their way to a 65-57 home win over Red Oak. They were able to build a couple of nice leads through the night and then fended off a couple of comeback attempts from the Tigers. Trojans got a couple of late buckets to end the first half with an 8-point lead. Red Oak clawed back to within two early in the third, but the Trojans responded with an 11-0 run to end the quarter as they kept the Tigers fighting hard toward the finish, but Atlantic did enough down the stretch to score and improved to 8-5 on the year. Skylar Handlos had only 2 points in the first half, but finished with a team-high 17 by the end of the night. Grant Sturm had a dozen. Dayton Templeton finished with 11 as they pick up that victory. Also last night in Hawkeye 10 Conference boys play, Glenwood over Clarinda 70-58. Grandview Christian beat Creston 82-40. Kemper Catholic over Harlan 61-47. Spencer beating Denison 57-51. St. Albert over Shenandoah 60-48. From the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW beat Logan Magnolia 67-61 in overtime. Audubon over IKM Manning 38-33. Trainer beat Underwood 68-57. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam over Woodbine 63-37. Exira EHK beating Arweva 45-36. Trey Peterson with 19 for the Spartans. Corner Conference play saw East Mills beat Griswold 71-37. Sydney over Essex 73-23. Stanton beat Fremont Mills 57-51. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley, a winner over Mount Air 66-53. Co-coach Daryl Burmeister reaches 600 career wins with that victory last night. Also, Iowa's bench was a key in a win over Michigan State. The Hawkeye reserve scored 39 points and grabbed 19 rebounds as the 8th-ranked Hawkeyes beat the Spartans 84-78. Sophomore guard Joe Toussaint had 10 points and 6 assists and gave the Hawks a spark after Michigan State raced to an early 11-point lead.
You know, I just was seeing where they're getting their shots from. Yeah. It was on us. You know, we didn't really close out to them in the beginning. You know, we was playing like last day's cool. And when I came in, you know, I just thought to myself, you know, that when they're missed shots, you know, your people are in their space. So I just thought to myself, you know, just get up in their space, trying to disrupt whatever they got doing, whether it's passing it, penetrating, or catching, shooting.
Luka Garza had 27 points and 12 rebounds as he goes over the 2,000-point mark for his Hawkeye career. Iowa moves to 7-3 in the Big Ten, 13-4 overall. They'll host 7th-ranked Ohio State tomorrow night. Iowa State's second-half comeback fell just short in a 76-72 loss to 17th-ranked West Virginia last night as the Cyclones fall to 0-7 in the Big 12.
Man, disappointed for our players. I thought for really 32 minutes, you know, we really, really competed the right way, pretty much the majority of the second half, and a little 8-minute stretch, the last 8 minutes of the first half was tough for us. And really flipped the game.
That's ISU coach Steve Prohm. The Mountaineers up by 11 at the break, eventually led by 15 midway through the second half before Iowa State roared back. Rasir Bolton, Solomon Young, Tyler Harris all had 15 to lead the Cyclones as they fall to 2-10 overall. Another top 25 play last night, Davion Mitchell had 27 points, and number two Baylor used a big run to pull away for an 83-69 win over sixth-ranked Texas. Also last night, Mississippi knocked off Tennessee 52-50. Also, it was Kansas over Kansas State 74-51, and Maryland scored the final 6 points to rally past Purdue 61-60, ruining the Boilermakers' season debut in the top 25. Number three-ranked Northwest Missouri State was a winner last night as they extended the nation's longest road winning streak to 15 in a row with an 84-74 win over Missouri Southern. Northwest extending its overall win streak to 8 as they go to 13-1 on the season. It was a shootout last night between a couple of the conference top scorers as Ryan Hawkins of Northwest Missouri State ended up with a game-high 33 points. Southern Missouri's Cam Martin ended up with 30 points last night. For Hawkins, he was 12 of 19 from the floor, 6 of 11 from three-point range, and he tied Diego Bernard for the team-high in rebounds with 7 in that contest last night. Drake University junior forward Darnell Brody has been named the Missouri Valley Conference Men's Basketball Newcomer of the Week. The league made that announcement yesterday. He had his first two career double-doubles on the week and 3 games with double-figure rebounds for the number 25-ranked Bulldogs. The transfer from Seton Hall averaged 11 points and 11 rebounds per game with career-best performances in scoring and rebounding. Brody and the rest of his teammates returned to action this weekend for a 2-game series at Valpo. That's Check of Sports this hour here on KJAN. KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic.